and in time for Halloween, here's a voice from beyond.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand.
That is the late Vincent Price from Michael Jackson's Thriller. You know, Price became a horror film icon, and based on that voice, he is not a guy I'd want making me dinner. But it turns out he was a foodie. He and his second wife were both food connoisseurs, and as NPR's Mandalito Barco reports, they wrote a best-selling cookbook that has been out of print until now.
In the 1959 thriller House on Haunted Hill, Vincent Price's character welcomed all to his creepy house party.
There'll be food and drink and ghosts, and perhaps even a few murders. You're all invited.
In real life, the departed actor had a wicked sense of humor, collected art, and
he loved food. Well, he loved life. He had an omnivorous appetite for life and for food.
Victoria Price remembers her father spending hours perfecting creme brulee and hosting lavish dinner parties at his Beverly Hills mansion. Price says her mother, Mary, was a costume designer keen on creating the perfect atmosphere. She once copper glazed an entire set of dishes for one meal.
Just because she thought that's what it called for. I mean, she was very much Martha Stewart, way before Martha Stewart. And then my dad was the ultimate convivial host and just pure joy. Everybody wanted to come to a dinner party, but their dinner parties weren't about the A-list. Their dinner parties were people they loved.
Fanny Bryce's son, Grace Kelly's publicist, even a then-unknown actor by the name of Dennis Hopper. And what they served was just as eclectic, created with recipes they'd gathered from chefs at some of the most famous restaurants in Europe, the U.S., and Mexico. In 1965, the Prices put together a treasury of great recipes.
I mean, if you eat some of these recipes one too many times, I think your cholesterol level might actually just go ballistic. But there's a lot of butter. There's a lot of heavy cream. But the ones I think that are people's favorites are actually simple to make, and they're kind of classic.
French toast, beef fillets, even hot dogs like the kind they relished while watching the Dodgers play baseball. And they both cooked, as they told This Is Your Life host Ralph Edwards in 1973.
Who, Mary, who really does the cooking in the Price home now?
I want to get this.
Yeah.
Well, we each have our specialties, so together we add up to be one pretty good cook.
Vincent and Mary Price divorced that same year. Their cookbook went out of print after its final run in 1977, and it's become a collectible. As the 50th anniversary approached, Dover Publications contacted Victoria Price about reissuing it. For her preface, Price remembers having to curtsy at those dinner parties. And for NPR, she shares one Halloween memory of going house to house in Beverly Hills.
My dad would accompany us and would jump out from behind the bushes and scare the owners of the house. So truly trick or treat. We got the treat and they got the trick.
With his cookbook in print again, Vincent Price lives on.
Can you dig it?
Mandalit El Barco, NPR News.